This podcast contains content that may be disturbing to some listeners. Check the episode description for more details and resources. And as always, take care of yourself. It's hard to write a letter when you're not entirely sure who you're addressing. You're not my mother. That position belongs to Kate and Kate only. I suppose you're my birth mother, but that still feels a bit strange. You're not entirely a stranger, since we knew each other once and intimately. I grew inside of you for 9 months and brought you brutal pain when I came into the world. I know that because I've given birth. I don't remember ever not knowing I was adopted. It was always something we talked about. Me and Kate and even my adoptive father who left when I was 9. I was only 2 when we brought Aaron home, but I must have known Kate wasn't pregnant, like so many of my friends' parents had been preceding the birth of a younger sibling. Adoption was never taboo, never something to be ashamed of. Kate got a lot wrong, but she also got a lot right. And that was one of those things. There are a lot of things about being adopted that I didn't realize would affect me, or have affected me as profoundly as they have. Growing up, many of my peers assumed I was white until they met my brother Aaron, who is Korean. Especially going to Temple in Brooklyn, where there were no Latinas for me to identify with, Kate always told me I was Latina and tried to explain it as best as she could, having grown up in a white suburbia with little to no knowledge about what that actually meant. For people who knew, they were always astounded to learn I didn't speak Spanish. I took 6 years of the language in middle school and high school, but it was embarrassing to be the Latina struggling to roll her R's. Worse was when those same people would ask me where I was from. I knew they weren't asking about New York, and I had to tell them I didn't know. My family's history extends to Austria, Germany, and Italy, but biologically, I'm something entirely different. I just don't know what. There are so many questions I wish I could have asked you when I was pregnant with Asher. Did you crave eggs like I did? Did you feel me dancing in your stomach like I felt Asher? Did you love me then? I'm not sure how I could have given up Asher, but it has made me think a lot about what you did. I'm not angry, and I never have been. It's just made me think a lot about what you must have gone through, the decision you had to make. I will never know why, and I think I'm okay with that. I did wonder in the psych hospital if you would have come to visit me. I tell myself it doesn't matter that I have a family, but eventually, I had to admit that I did feel your absence with me as I sought to make myself whole. With me as I slept in a bed with scratchy hospital sheets, and when I ate overcooked eggs in the cafeteria crowded with patients I never spoke to. The void was terribly suffocating and lonely. I didn't realize until after Asher, until after I left the psych hospital and started seeing Rosa, that part of the reason why I wanted to get pregnant was so there would be someone in this world I could have that biological connection to. I'm still not entirely sure why I thought I needed that, but I am starting to understand the urge. It's a pull I can't entirely put into words, but I have been trying to. There are questions I want to ask you regardless. Basic ones. Do you prefer red wine or white? Who are your favorite authors? Do you have any other biological children? The thing is, though, I'm not curious enough to come looking for you. I've spoken about this with Aaron, who feels very differently. What if he has other siblings out there somewhere? What if his birth parents actually want to meet him? None of this is sufficient reason for me to want you in my life. You will always be part of my story. But I don't feel the need to give you a larger role. I don't know why you gave me up. If you had to, if you weren't ready. I don't know what you want to hear about me. Would you want to know about Kate? About our antagonism? About how much I love her? Would you want to hear about Aaron and how he's not only my brother, but one of my closest friends? Will you be delighted to hear that I am a mother through adoption? Or dismayed to hear about my sordid mental health history? These are questions I will never know the answer to. And I'm okay not knowing. Maybe we will meet one day. And more likely, we won't. Either way, I hope that wherever you are, you're happy. From Sadie.